American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about in-between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the in-between tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the in-between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the in-between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the in-between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the in-between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-between those tasty bites.
The food at the in-between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at the Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sidney. A run out to Good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sidney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sidney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Mixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turner around 7-footer. Yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Bodkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Bodkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker. Jack with Matt, who's filling in for Chuck McBee. He's vacationing down in Florida. His son's wedding is tomorrow night. So it's the Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker show tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. For the second time, we've already brought you one game, and it was a good one. Fort Loramie Redskins, 49. Cincinnati Christian, 41. Fort Loramie was outstanding. Superb performance by head coach Corey Britton's club. Tremendous coaching job by Coach Corey Britton this year. Given that 41 points were lost off last year's club, three senior starters, Siegel, Braun, Burning, all moved on. Very fine careers by all three at Fort Loramie. And here the Redskins are in the regional again for the third straight season. Three district championships in a row. Beating Cincy Christian in our first game tonight, setting the stage for Jackson Center, Franklin Monroe, our second district title game of the night. And the winner gets Fort Loramie at 5:30 at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena on Tuesday in a regional semi. Franklin Monroe Jets, the opposition for Jackson Center. The Tigers, 20-5 on the year, 9-3 in the Shelby County League. Won their last six of the regular season and a big sectional championship win over Rushi, a 46-45 thriller. Jackson Center turned in a dynamite game that night. Trent Blackfoot played 32 minutes, scored 16 points, bumped home the last six for the Tigers in that one-point victory. Jackson Center was 14 of 33 from the floor, 7 of 17 behind the arc, 11 of 13 from the free throw line to earn that sectional title the sixth time in the last 8 years. Jackson Center has won the sectional championship at Piqua. Franklin Monroe from the Cross County Conference, the opponent, the Jets with a mark of 15-9 on the year. Franklin Monroe in the league was 7-5. Franklin Monroe playing real well, having won their last six in succession. Promises to be a very good game. Jackson Center with a little more evenly balanced scoring. Trent Platfoot, Aiden Reichert, both up around 13-14 a game.
and you've got the Southwest District Division IV Player of the Year, Ethan Conley, Matt, for Franklin Monroe, 27 points per game. How does Jackson Center slow him down?
That's going to be the key tonight.
Yep.
The Franklin Monroe offense versus the Jackson Center defense.
Yep.
Whichever side comes out on top will be the ones that come up with the victory.
Second leading scorer for Franklin Monroe is Connor Crisp. He's averaging 11 points per game. But you can bet whenever Conley touches the basketball, he will see two players from Jackson Center, Jaron Reese, Aiden Reichert. Opening tip to start the game, one by Jackson Center. Reichert, 6 rebounds a game, 14 points a game. A left-hander, he's got the ball top of the circle, just a soft. Hands off 20 feet away to Jaron Reese. Here's a drive by Reichert, takes his man to the rack. Missed it, but a foul against Franklin Monroe, right out of the chute. 19 seconds in, Reichert will toe the charity stripe. Jackson Crist, one of the starters, 6-foot sophomore for Franklin Monroe. And Connor Crist, 6'4 senior, a second starter. Conley, as we mentioned, 6'3½ senior. Rounding out the opening five for the Franklin Monroe Club, Kevin Cool, a guard, and he is joined in the backcourt by the fifth player for Franklin Monroe, Jonathan Rhodes. That's the quintet for the Jets. As two free throws by Aiden Reichert are good. And right away, Conley gets a foul line J for Franklin Monroe. And he's off to the right. Missed it badly. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Who is guarding Conley on that trip down the floor, Matt?
It looked like it was T.J. Esser who just drove in for the basket to make it 4-0 Jackson.
What a drive at T.J. Esser. He went right down the gut of the Franklin Monroe defense and laid it through.
Now Plathwood is gone guarding Conley on this possession.
The lead is 4-0 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Franklin Monroe, 25 feet away. Outside the arc, high left, it is Rhodes. Rhodes flips it back near side to Crist. Far left side of the floor, Rhodes, open three-pointer, got it. Jordan Rhodes was available, and he knocked it down. Boy, I tell you what, if Jackson Center's got to defend that along with Conley, it could be a tough night. Here is Jackson Center with the ball top of the circle. It's Esser. I thought it was a three. He was straddling the arc. Just a long deuce. Reichert inside the arc, left wing. Open from 17. Short. No good. Rebound Conley. He yanked down the board for Franklin Monroe. He spins up the floor. Reichert's on him. Conley goes baseline. Around one man. Another to the cup. It's good. What a play by Conley. Franklin Monroe has scored 4 in a row to match the Tigers 4. Here's Blackfoot top of the circle. Right wing to Reichert. On top, it goes on the play to Christopher Elkert. Elkert 25 feet away on the bounce. Elkert 5'9" junior, still patrolling between circles. Right side pass to Jaron Reese. Baseline right, Reichert feels the double team. Goes beneath the rim. Tries to reverse it up. Deflected. Franklin Monroe's out of there with it. Here's a long pass down the floor to Rhodes from Conley. Rhodes darts in, and he's challenged. Bumped. Foul. Two shots coming. Jets. We're tied at 4. 5:28 left opening quarter. Good start for Franklin Monroe, which offset Jackson Center's early 4 with 4 of the Jets' own. Jordan Rhodes at the stripe for the Jets. Wears number 10 on his back. Free throw, front rim, and off. Foul shot number 2 upcoming. If you missed game 1 tonight, Fort Loramie defeated Cincinnati Christian in fine style. 49-41, the Redskins were very good. Played an extremely sharp game. Only 6 turnovers. A lot of assists. Played Cincy Christian even on the boards. And shot 55% on the night. Nathan Ratterman was splendid. 15 of 18 free throw shooting by Fort Norman in game 1. Here is Franklin Monroe playing defense after the second foul shot was made by the Jets. Rhodes, and Outstanding D down in the lane beats, and Conley, he wouldn't give ground against Aiden Reichert. He shuffled his feet, took steps, fell down. He walked.
That's two straight times now that they've really frustrated Reichert down underneath.
We played 3 minutes, opening quarter. We're tied at five, or I should say it's 5-4. Franklin Monroe up one. 25 feet away, it is Franklin Monroe spreading the floor. It is Cool. Cool right wing pass goes to Crist. Crist on the bounce. Gives it up out back to Cool. Baseline right, Conley. Unorthodox fall away from 15. Bounced around, came off. Rebound down to Elkert of Jackson Center. He darts up the floor, scurries into the paint, leaves it for Flatfoot. Foul line, jump shot from 12. Rim came out. Rebound smacked out, side court. Esser's got it. Jackson Center, a shove. Foul by the Jets. Common. Tigers get it at side court. 4:24 to go in the first. And Franklin Monroe is up a point, 5-4. Here is Flatfoot between the rings. Bounce pass, left corner, Jaron Reese. Reese looks for the open player in the middle. It's Esser. He's crowded. One-hander, fadeaway, short, no good. Conley, blockbuster rebound right there. Look at Conley explode. Went all the way down the floor, took it 70 feet, scored it. But there's a foul out at the free throw line against Jackson Center.
What? Good foul by Reese. That would have been an easy layup.
I tell you what, this Conley is some kind of an athlete.
Very explosive.
Jackson Center is going to have a real difficult time from 8 or 10 feet on in guarding him with one guy. I don't think it can be done.
No.
5-4. Franklin Monroe up one. Ball lobbed in top of the circle. Handled there 25 feet away by Crist. Deep left corner, Rhodes. Long jump shot. Danced off the rim. Rebound to Flatfoot of Jackson Center. He scurries up ahead. Goes right side to T.J. Esser. Between the rings, it's Elkert. Elkert being checked out of the arc by Jordan Rhodes. Here's Flatfoot. Shot fake on the arc. Goes inside the three-point line. Gives it up to Elkert. Very good defense by Rhodes on Elkert. Now Christopher motions. Goes to Reichert in the right corner. Conley checks him. Out back to Esser. Gets a screen from Garrett Heitkamp, who's on the floor now. Heitkamp in there, a 5'11 junior. Oh, here's a great drive. Look at that move by Flatfoot as he went barreling through the lane and flipped it in on the dead run. He's got that shot down pat. 6'5, Jackson Center up one. Here's Conley outside the arc. Leaves it for a teammate in the right corner. And a long triple is right on the button. Jackson Crist tossed in a long one. A high archer. And it's 8-6 Franklin Monroe, which is shooting it well here at the start. Here is Aiden Reichert on the arc. Goes baseline to Flatfoot. Back to the basket. Spin move. Doesn't shoot. 25 feet away to Heitkamp. Near side, it goes to Esser. Esser hangs on, looks for a cutter. TJ spin move, baseline left, short corner. Oh, it's a driver in the lane. It's Reichert, layup good. Outstanding assist. We're tied at 8, 2:21 to go here in the first quarter. Conley on the arc, looks for a teammate. Flips it behind him to Cool, 25 feet away. On a weave, Jackson Crist. Here's Crist. Coming out to catch, Connor Crist. Out of Luke Boer, down inside to Conley. He got free. Tigers had no choice but to foul as he went up to shoot. Let's check and see what kind of a free throw shooter Ethan Conley is. Southwest District Player of the Year, Boys Division 4, 76% at the charity line on the season. And that one rattled, wouldn't stay in. 8-8 tie. 2:03 to go first quarter. Well, Conley is well-built, wide-shouldered, spins the ball in his hands. Free throw, yes. 9-8, Franklin Monroe. It's been nip and tuck throughout the first 6 minutes. 2:03 left, opening period. Here comes Flatfoot in backcourt. Jackson Crist gets the assignment to guard him. Chris, 6 feet tall, a soft, on flat foot. Heitkamp now picked up by Jordan Rhodes, the senior. 30 feet away, Elkert. Fakes left, goes right. Still behind the arc. They spread the floor. Christopher wants to drive into the paint area. Looping one-hander. Got it. Nice play, Elkert.
Tough shot, but he made it go.
That was designed to open it up. Middle of the floor for Elkert. And he did the trick. 10-9. Jackson Center by one. Far right wing, it's Jackson Crist. 1:20 left, opening quarter. Now to Jordan Rhodes. Ball worked around. Here's Cool. Cool between the rings. Out high to Jordan Rhodes. Picked up by Esser. They look for Conley. He's on the arc at the moment. Ball is weaved to Conley. It's punched loose. Heitkamp can't run it down for Jackson Center. Then here's the steal, though, by the Tigers. And it's secured by Heitkamp. Up ahead to Elkert. Good defense by Jackson Center. Top of the circle. It is Reichert out of Heitkamp. Play number four signaled. 46 seconds to go in the first. 10-9 Tigers.
Looks like they'll try to take the last shot.
Luke Boer out guarding Elkert, who's at the UD logo at center circle. 32 seconds left in the opening period. Jackson Center 10, Franklin Monroe 9. Elkert on the bounce. Not guarding is Boer. He has regressed all the way to the top of the circle. Down to 17, 16, 15. Elbow on the left is Esther. Elbow on the right, Reichert. Right corner, flat foot. He starts the motion. Elkert bounces to Trent. 6-5. Baseline right. Trent goes all the way to the rim and scores. He got a screen and beat the buzzer. What a play by Blackfoot. He notches four of the last 6 points of the first quarter for the Tigers, who lead it 12-9 over Franklin Monroe after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dive deep into Frisch's Big Boy. Explore seafood favorites every day, like our famous fish sandwich. Plunge into our hot seafood bar every Friday evening, including our limited-time seafood Alfredo. Crunch into a cod nugget basket. Savor popcorn shrimp, hush puppies, and more. All your seafood favorites, plus our new spicy tartar sauce, are here. Dive deep, only at Frisch's Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker, UD Arena, the scene. Second district championship game of the night. Jackson Center up 3, 12-9 over Franklin Monroe. Quarter number two has started. Here is Cool, here's Boer, backing his man down for Franklin Monroe. Near side of the floor, it is Jackson Crisp. Now Ethan Conley in the right corner. Looks for a cutter. Can't find one. Goes opposite to Jackson Crist. To Cool. He wants to drive. Can't do it. Still on the dribble. Good defense for the Tigers. Who lead 12-9. Opening 35 seconds. Second quarter of play. Now Franklin Monroe retreats. Left side pass. Jackson Crist. Looks for a cutter. Conley still out of the arc. Crist is doubled. Then throws it away. Standout defense by the Tigers.
Jackson Center has this game right now at the pace and the defensive style that they want.
Exactly. And Franklin Monroe a little befuddled the last 2 minutes of play or so. Again, the winner of this game advances on to a regional semifinal at 5:30 on Tuesday versus Fort Loramie, which ousted Cincinnati Christian in fine style. Great game. Fort Loramie was really sharp. Redskins won at 49-41. In game one of the night, game three, which we do not cover, Springfield Central Catholic against New Miami, The winner of that game takes on the St. Henry Marion local winner up at Wapak tonight. Last we heard, St. Henry led by three early on second quarter. Well, we just missed a made triple by Christopher Elkert. He's got five. Elkert almost hit the rafters.
That was an NBA triple.
Woo, here at the UD Arena, Christopher lofted one way up in the atmosphere. Here at the University of Dayton Arena, he got the three-pointer to go, and Jackson Center is up six. Here's a drive into the lane. Good maneuver. Jackson Crisp in and out on the short jump shot. Tigers have got the board. Aiden Reichert spots up. His three is in the air. Bouncing. No good. Rebound Ethan Conley of Franklin Monroe. Somebody's got to slow him down. He barges down the floor, and he shouldered outside the paint on the left. Foul against the Tigers.
That's two fouls now on Trent Plaffer.
That was kind of a ticky-tack right there. I would not have made that call. It was just a brush. Conley wasn't headed on toward the basket. He was veering back outside. Nonetheless, two on Trent. Conley inbounds right corner to Jordan Rhodes. He coughed it up. Out of bounds to the Tigers. Jackson Center up six. Jackson Center has dominated the last 3.5 minutes of this game.
Jared Heitkamp back in the game for Plaffoot just to buy some time.
Heitkamp on the floor along with Aiden Reichert for Jackson Center. T.J. Esser, Christopher Elkert, Jaron Reese. Plaffoot had how many points before leaving?
Four.
Deep in the right corner, Aiden Reichert on the arc to Heitkamp. Right back into Aiden. They don't double. He weaves baseline. Ducks under, can't shoot. Goes back out of the arc to Elkert. Elkert 25 feet away. Left side, Jaron Reese. 5:40 left, second quarter. Jackson Center 15, Franklin Monroe 9. Reese driving into the lane. Flips right corner, Elkert. Elkert back on top. Now to Esser. Baseline left, Reichert. Spots up, fades. Shoots over Conley. Short. Rebound, Conley. Conley down the floor. Top of the circle. Into the lane. Offensive foul. He ran over a Tiger.
It'll be interesting to see how Jackson Center handles that flat foot foul trouble. In the sectional final against Rushi, they only played six players.
Yep, Tigers often don't play more than seven, rarely go eight deep. 5:15 to go, second quarter, 15-9, Tigers by six. Here's Esser, 30 feet away, coming out to catch straight on Elkert. Into the post, it goes to Reese. He swivels, half hook shot, way short. Was it deflected? It went out of bounds below the rim. A touch on the shot by the Jets. Good call by the out official. And the Tigers have the ball, baseline, right of the rim. Ahead by six, 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Ball being inbounded by Jackson Center right below the rim. Awkward shot. Fade away. Short. No good. Tigers couldn't get it to go. Reese's ball hung. Came off. Here's Franklin Monroe. Oh, a nifty drive. Jordan Rhodes. Terrific reverse layup by him. Steal by Cool. Cool on the theft as he pilfered Heitkamp. 15-11. Tigers lead is four. Long three by Conley. It is no good. Clanged off the iron. Rebound is dug off the hardwood nicely by Reese of Jackson Center. Backcourt to Heitkamp. 4-point lead, Tigers. 4:26 to go, second quarter. Heitkamp, head of the key. Bounce pass, right flank to Jaron Reese. Reese holds. Tigers really yet to get Aiden Reichert going. Here's a drive by Aiden. He scoots down the lane, banked it. Not good.
Shot's been there, just been a little short.
Yep, too much mustard on that one. Backboard, rim, came off. Rebound down to Rhodes and Franklin Monroe. Being checked by Esser. Now to Cool. Franklin Monroe limited to 11 points in the first 12 minutes plus. Pitch and catch, Jets on the arc. Here's Jackson Crisp right back to Cool. Conley posting up outside the lane on the right. He's being bothered by Heitkamp and Reichert. Foul line to Boer. Boer gives it up on the arc to a teammate. Left side pass, Jordan Rhodes. 3.5 to go, second quarter. Here's Boer trying to force his way in. Oh, coming from the weak side. Steal. Reichert all the way down. Layup. Good. What a play. Aiden Reichert of the Tigers. Sneaky blind side pilfer. And then away he went 70 feet. He went the route for the score. 17-11, Tigers by 6. Here's Kuhl for Franklin Monroe on the arc. He's doubled. Pick and roll. Baseline right to Boer. He's being challenged. Dribbles. Awkward shot in the lane. No good, but a foul against the Tigers. I said Boer. It was actually Connor Crist who missed the short shot.
Two fouls now on Jaron Reese.
He's got two. Trent Blackfoot's got two. Tigers only have five, but four of them are on two starters. Free throw way short. 17-11, Jackson Center up 6. After a slow start defensively, Jackson Center's defense has started to take a toehold on the Jets.
Definitely. Trent Plaffett back into the Jackson lineup despite the two fouls.
Second free throw, Jackson Crist on the way, and he bags that one. 17-12, Tigers by 5. 2:58 to go, second quarter. Midcourt, Blackfoot for Jackson Center. He had 4 first quarter points. Gives it up right flank to Elkert. Kuhl runs him down. Elkert goes to a knee, lost the ball. It's loose side floor, and Garrett Heitkamp digs it off the hardwood, gives it to Elkert. Elkert right down the lane, stripped from behind by Kuhl, but he got a piece of his arm, and it's ruled to be while shooting. Tigers will take that. Jackson Crist picked up the personal for Franklin Monroe. And Christopher Elkert's got a pair of shots here for the Tigers. He'll try to push the advantage to 7. Lead is 5. Initial free throw way up in the air. And it's all net. 18-12. Tigers lead by 6. Back in the game, Luke Boer for Franklin Monroe, in for Jackson Crist. Second shot, Christopher Elkert on the way. It's like money. He buried them both. Neither one touched the rim. 19-12, Jackson Center's biggest spread, 7. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Ethan Connolly gives it up high post, gets it back. He's on the arc, wants to drive around Aiden Reichert, all the way to the rim, little teardrop, it's in. Vintage Ethan Connolly, how many, Matt?
5 now for Connolly.
The Tigers have done well to hold the 27-point score on the year to only 5, and we are 2 minutes short of halftime. Tigers lead 19-14. Here's Reichert, head of the key, gives it up to Blackfoot, 30 feet away. Trent holding the ball high overhead. Guarded by Jordan Rhodes. Rhodes runs him down. Blackfoot halts his dribble. Gives it up to Reichert. They spread the floor. Reichert, foul line, spin move. Arches it. No good. Off the heel. Oh, what a rebound by Esser. Reverse layup by Esser. Spectacular. Woo! What a play, T.J.
That was highlight reel right there.
What a play, T.J. Esser. 21-14. Tigers up 7, 1:26 to go in the second quarter of play. And Franklin Monroe's head coach, Troy Myers, in his 7th year, copped his 100th victory this season at Franklin Monroe. He gets a timeout with 85 seconds to go in the second quarter. And the Tigers up 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in LA, California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Oh, thank you so much, LaCal, a founding underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. A lot of gratitude to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. It's the gem of Rushi. So thanks to Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., and the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Phone 937-498-7282. Call Chris North, 498-7282. Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Well, before we start action back up with a minute 25 to go here in the second quarter, in Jackson Center leading by a score of 21-14, the officials have spotted a little spot of maybe blood on the floor.
I wonder if Connor Chris, since he went over to the sideline, it looks like he got re-taped up on that. Like you said, probably a little cut or something.
Yeah, Jets player might have gotten nicked. Thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. And these anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, thanks to these new underwriting sponsors, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Dan Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you step by step as you build your home. Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. And thanks to Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for reliability and high quality. Regal Trophy and Awards. And Maury's Landing. Maury's Landing Restaurant, located State Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Don't miss Maury's outstanding breakfast, open at 6, and you'll love the fish at night. The fake haddock is outstanding at Maury's. Well, Franklin Monroe, after the long delay, threw it away inbounds. It went beyond the boundary, beneath the rim, and now Jackson Center with 56 seconds to go in the second quarter. Simply Mike
probably going for one here.
Yep, Matt, the Tigers will milk it. Here is Aiden Riker out at midcourt, over-guarding foul against Cool of the Jets. That's only the team's fifth. Jackson Center has picked up 5, 2 on Flatfoot, 2 on Esser. 47.4 to go here in the second quarter. Jackson Crist in for Cool for the Jets. Here is Esser inbounding. He flips it into backcourt to Christopher Elkert. He's had a good first two quarters. Christopher's made, what, a couple of field goals, 2 free throws?
Yes. He's got 2, 3, and 2 foul shots.
7 of the Tigers, 21, belong to Elkert. With the ball, 30 feet away, hanging on, flat foot for the Tigers. He puts it on the deck, 22 to go. Here's Garrett Eichkamp. They spread the floor, foul lane wide open. It goes to Elkert. He's out near the timeline. He's got a hustle. He scoots into the lane. Late dish to Aiden Reichert. Baseline right, 10 to play. On the arc to Flatfoot. Long three ball. Banged off the rim. 6 seconds remaining. Here comes Franklin Monroe of midcourt. Steal by Reichert. He intercepted it. Pivoted. Missed the 35-footer at the buzzer. And the second quarter is over. Jackson Center, over the last 10 minutes of that first half, really clamped down. Put the defense on Franklin Monroe. Ethan Conley's got only 5. The Jets only 14. The Tigers lead 21-14 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelette.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Matt, Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker, Chuck McVie vacationing in Florida. His son's wedding is tomorrow night. He'll return on Tuesday for the Boys Division IV Regionals at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. And it's shaping up like this. Fort Loramie is in game one at 5:30. Redskins beat Cincinnati Christian here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, 49-41. Third straight district title for Fort Loramie. Redskins will play the winner of this game going on now. We're at the halftime break. Jackson Center 21, Franklin Monroe 14. Our third game here tonight that we do not cover, New Miami meets Springfield Catholic Central. The winner of that game takes on the team that triumphs up north tonight at Wapak, St. Henry, playing Marion Local. And early in the fourth quarter, it's St. Henry by 5, 34-29. The winner of that game, again, takes on the winner of game 3 here tonight, New Miami, Springfield Catholic Central. In the second game at 8 on Tuesday at Trent Arena, game 1 for Loramie against either Jackson Center or Franklin Monroe. And right now, the Tigers have the edge by 7. It's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Matt, take it away.
All right. Jackson Center here in the first half shooting 42%, 8 of 19. They were 1 of 3 from three-point range and 4 of 4 at the line. Christopher Elker leading the way for the Tigers with 7 points, while Aiden Reichert had 6 points. Trent Platfoot with 4 and T.J. Esser with 4 for their total of 21. The Tigers have 8 rebounds and committed just 2 turnovers in the first half. For Frank Monroe, the Jets were 5 of 10 from the field for 50%, 1 of 3 from behind the arc for 33%, just 3 of 6 at the foul line for 50%. The Jets had 8 rebounds and committed 7 turnovers. Leading the way for Frank Monroe was Ethan Conley, who had 5 points, and Jordan Rhodes also with 5 points. Jackson Christ with 3 and Connor Christ with 1. Conley had 5 points and 6 rebounds in the first half, way probably below his averages, as he was, like you said, the Southwest District Player of the Year.
Yep.
Jackson Center needs to continue to do a real good job on him here in the second half. They want to come out with a win.
Well, I think he needs to take the bull by the horn and drive the basketball. Jackson Center doesn't want to foul him. If he's doubled, he's strong enough, quick enough, he can split defenders and get it in proximity to the rim. He's just got to be a little more aggressive, assertive for Franklin Monroe, which was...
Especially already with 2 Jackson Center players with 2 fouls.
A good point.
And not a very deep bench.
The Jets were thwarted the last 10 minutes of that first half. In fact, Franklin Monroe in that second quarter, Matt, only scored, what, five?
5 points.
Yeah, Franklin Monroe got its ninth point in that first quarter with about a minute 50 left. So you do the math, over the last 10 minutes of action, only five points for Franklin Monroe. Tigers defense doing a number on the Jets, just as Jackson Center has done all year long. Halftime score, 21-14. Tigers need to continue to do the same. If Aiden Reichert can get off the side and get going, the Jackson Center might be able to pull away in this game.
Yeah, Reichert was just 2 of 8 from the field
right
in the first half. That's not Aiden Reichert numbers.
No. Uh-uh.
If he comes back to more what he's normally been doing, Jackson Center will be in good shape.
That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Jackson Center 21, Franklin Monroe 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And we are so thankful here on scoresbroadcast.com to Local Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all over the world. Local supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, salt spreaders, and more. And its roots date all the way back to 1947 in L.A., California. Thus the name Local. Locally, Local Equipment is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. And it was back in 1982 when Local moved from the West Coast, moved to the West Coast in Shelby County, Jackson. And we are so glad, and we are so glad. Go to Goffney for quality furniture. Go to Goffney for quality furniture. Go to Goffney and see Goffney furniture. If you're back to the summer, the highest quality furniture for your dining and living is adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We're priced to fit your budget with finance options. Applications so easy. Plus, Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress. Take advantage of 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's west of I-75, Route 47. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. And before our third quarter gets started, with Jackson Center leading 21-14, an opportunity to tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners and many savory sandwiches and that cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. On Saturday night, you'll love two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, ideal for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Updated score, Matt, from Wapakoneta.
Yes, St. Henry's up 43-33 on Marion Local with 5 minutes left to go in the contest.
The winner of that game will take on the team that triumphed in game three tonight between New Miami and Springfield Catholic Central. Well, the Tigers off to a great start, opening up the third quarter. Fine ball movement. 1, 2, 3 passes into Jaron Reese, and he got the gimme bank shot right in front. Jackson Center has really been outplaying Franklin Monroe since late first quarter. Here's Conley, top of the circle for the Jets. Here's a twisting spin move below the foul line. Ball raked away. He's awarded 2 shots. I'm not sure that he was really in the act of shooting.
Yeah, that's 3 now on Reese.
Jaron Reese has a trio of fouls. Blackfoot's got 2. Conley at the stripe, and he nails it. 23-15 in favor of Jackson Center.
This is a key stretch right now for Frank Monroe. They can't get down double figures to Jackson Center, not the way Jackson Center handles the ball.
The Tigers just don't cough up sizable leads. Second free throw, Conley. He rattled that one down the drain. 23-16, Tigers lead back to 7. Jackson Center at midcourt. Trent Flatfoot with the basketball. Angles off to the right. Goes to Elkert in the right corner. Elkert is being guarded by Cool. 25 feet out on the floor. Reichert flashes to the high post. No pass. Now it goes to Flatfoot. 20 feet away on the left. He's at the elbow now. Guy comes near side of the floor. Swings it right corner. Elkert. He's checked on the arc by Boer. Elkert retreats. 6:48 to go in the third. Each team with 2 points in the second half. On the arc, Flatfoot takes left, goes right, baseline. He's doubled. Real good D by Franklin Monroe, which forced a turnover. 6:39 to go, third quarter. Jets need to do more of that.
Yeah, especially after Jackson Center only committed 2 turnovers in the first half.
Here is Conley. Timeline. Goes to the elbow on the right. Picks up his dribble. That was a mistake. Gives it up on the play to a teammate, Jordan Rhodes. Rhodes finds Jackson Crisp, and he reverses the ball, but pitches it right into the home team's bench. Franklin Monroe in the white, blue numerals, blue lettering. Franklin Monroe across the chest and stomach. Jackson Center, the road black. White numbers trimmed in orange. Orange and white piping along the bottom of the shorts. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Tigers up 7, 23-16. Aiden Reichert way out left side of the floor to Heitkamp. They try to post up Esser on the inside. Now it comes near side to Elkert. There's that long swan dive, three-pointer. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. He caught a break. It hit the back of the rim, and it went 15 feet way up in the air above the clock on top of the backboard and came down and swished. He'll take it. Here's Franklin Monroe.
Off a little bit of that in the first game, not so much here in the second game until that shot.
Jets down 10 now. Biggest spread on the night. What a shot by Christopher Elkert. He's got 10 points in this game to pave the way. Foul line with the ball, Jordan Rhodes. Dribbles into the right corner. Excellent defense applied by Esser. It is off the leg of Rhodes. It goes out of bounds.
Just again on that Elkert shot. They're finding out, Frank Monroe is finding out what everybody back in Shelby County knows. You can't give Christopher Elkert a step or he'll burn you.
Boy, that shot by Elkert. Well, number one, it brought rain on the shot. Then it brought rain again after it hit the back of the rim.
Rain or snow. Well, I guess it depends on the weather here.
Exactly. Temperature right around freezing. 4:58 to go, third quarter, 26-16. Tigers up 10. Here's Flatfoot lobbing to Reichert in the post. He's doubled up and under. Oh, what a move. Basket for Reichert. Franklin Monroe in deep trouble. 28-16 in favor of the Tigers. Franklin Monroe has scored only 8 points now in nearly the last 2 quarters of playing time. Here's a drive by Cool. He slants right through the Jackson Center defense. Shovel shot, no, but he is tagged on the arm, and he'll get 2. Free throws for Cool for the Jets, who need every single point they can get. Here's the shot by Cool. It's good. 26-17, Tigers by 9. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter.
And this is quite an offense. This is a team that scored 92 points against Houston in December.
Ethan Conley mired in a shooting slump, not getting the ball often, not taking it to the rim. He's only got 5 in 2.5 quarters, averaging 27.
Yeah, he had a school record, 45 in that game against Houston.
And both free throws by Cool up and in. The lead for the Tigers is 10, 28-18. And now Jackson Center is simply playing pitch and catch. Right side of the floor. It's Heitkamp looking for Reese. No go. Heitkamp on the arc. Oh, the lane is open. He drives, pulls up, missed the short J. Rebound down to the Jets.
It would have been a layup, but Conley cut him off.
Here comes Conley. Baseline right to the jump shooter. 15-footer. Good. Jordan Rhodes twists the cords. 4 straight points by Franklin Monroe. 28-20 in favor of Jackson Center. 3:38 to go, third quarter. Here's Riker, dribbles behind the back, between his legs, nearly lost it at the foul line. He recollected, gave it up to Platfoot, back to Riker, baseline right, double team, might have walked, and let's see, he goes up to shoot, pretty good block by the Jets, ruled a foul, Riker bailed out by the referee. Cool picked up the foul.
Yeah, it's his third.
He tried to double down. Nearly had it raked away. Free throw by Riker. Good. 29-20. Tigers lead. Again, last score we had from Wapakoneta was St. Henry 43, Marion Local 33. Under 5 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot by Riker. And he tickles the twine again. 30-20. Jackson Center up 10. 3:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Conley being hampered out high, double teamed. He fumbled the ball away. Here's Platfoot one-on-one all the way to the rim. A bust out by Platfoot. He took it to the rack and scored. Jackson Center's got its 12-point lead back again. Here's a good baseline drive by Rhodes of Franklin Monroe. Very nifty. Job well done. He lays it through. Jets get a timeout. 3:23 to go, third quarter. Tigers by 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Matt, Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker, here at the UD Arena. The Jackson Center Tigers are vying for a berth in the regional semifinal opposite Fort Loramie next Thursday at 5:30 at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Redskins won the first district title tonight, 49-41 over Cincinnati Christian. And here in game two, Jackson Center is in command. 3:10 to go, third quarter. 32-22 lead over Franklin Monroe. Oh, look at the adept play by Trent Blackfoot. He dribbled it all the way down the floor, calmly, coolly, and then he turned on the Jets, and he sped right through the lane, around 2 men to the rim. And here is a great play by Conley of Franklin Monroe. It's a teammate, Jackson Crisp, who blew the gimme. Rebound, Tigers. Here's Elkert. on the arc to Garrett Heitkamp. He picked up the pivot foot.
A couple scores here, Jack, that doesn't affect the regional down here, but in the Northwest, Columbus Grove beat Arlington tonight, 52-45. That's one of Jackson Center's five losses this year is to Columbus Grove. And then I think they're the number two team in the state or something like Crispy was in overtime against Kaleida.
Wow. That's a shocker.
Yeah.
Coldwater upset
Archbold last night.
Number one state-ranked Archbold in D3 last night by a point. Yep, after that fine play, two possessions ago by Platfoot, Jackson Center's ahead by 12. 34-22, Franklin Monroe outside the arc on the right. Here's a long jump shot pumped up there by the Jets. It is missed on the play by Connor Frisk, and the rebound is tapped out of bounds by Franklin Monroe.
Yeah, Columbus Grove has been one of the few teams that has figured out Jackson Center the last couple, 3 years. I think they've beaten them at least two out of three, or not all three.
Yeah, I don't.
They meet that first Saturday of the season, and
yeah, I think
they've done well against them.
I think Columbus Grove has won at least three in a row at home over Jackson Center at Columbus Grove. Here is Jackson Center working the clock. Blackfoot says, hey, I'm open. He shoots a three-pointer. No good off the rim. Hit the backboard. Rebound down to Cool. Ahead to Conley. Minute 54 to go, third quarter. Now to Jackson Crisp beneath the rim, and his arm is grabbed, preventing two. Was a Tiger player. A minute 51 to go, third quarter. Tigers up 12, two free throws. Jackson Crisp for Franklin Monroe.
Trev Plaffett showing signs here in the second half and wanting to take control like he did in the sectional final Saturday night.
I said Jackson Crist. It's actually Connor at the line. Free throw, though, way, way short.
I wonder if that cut that he was bleeding there in the first, it's affected him. He was short on that shot. He had a turnover that went right through the hand. He did hit this one.
One of two free throws for Connor Crist. Jets cannot afford to miss another foul shot the rest of the night. Down 11, a minute 45 to go, third quarter. Heitkamp to Reichert, foul stripe. On the arc, Christopher Elkert. He retreats 35 feet away. One team foul on Franklin Monroe, three on Jackson Center. Heitkamp foul line, goes baseline in a crowd. It's Jaron Reese, banked it, missed it. Oh, what an offensive stick back by Reichert. It would not go. Ethan Conley tears the rebound off the board. Conley baseline right to Rhodes. 15-footer, hard. Rebound to Reichert to Jackson Center. Conley simply not taking.
Not even looking to shoot.
No, he's not. Here's Elkert, top of the circle, pass to Reichert in the lane. Down to Platfoot. He cuts to the paint, dishes Reichert, and head coach Scott Elkert gets a timeout.
Starting to get a little ragged down there. Good timeout.
Head coach Elkert didn't like what he saw. A minute to go, third quarter. Tigers will set up a play or two, leading by 11 with a minute left in the third, 9 minutes to go in this game on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Well, we have returned here to the UD Arena. 1 minute to go in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center in front of Franklin Monroe by 11. And we've got a final score from Wapakoneta, Matt.
There will be a new Division IV state champion this year as the defending champions, Marion Local, lose to St. Henry at Wapak by the final score of 52-40.
At Jackson Center, after the timeout, throws it away. Bad pass, very sloppy. And here's a run out by Luke Boer. He hits a running bank shot. Nicely done by Boer after the pilfer job of the Jets as the Tigers got careless. The lead is 9, 37 seconds to go, third quarter. Elkert, head of the key. Now at the elbow on the right. Here comes the double team. Now to Platfoot. Platfoot on the arc. Center circle, Elkert. Tigers reset. They'll play for 1, 23, 22, 21 seconds to go, third quarter. 34-25, Jackson Center. Between the rings, on the bounce, Esther looks for Blackfoot, foul line, open, 9 to play, gives it up, gets it back, 5 to go. Here is Blackfoot driving, pulling up against Conley. He did shuffle. He walked. Excellent defense. 1.5 to go. Third quarter, unusual for the Tigers to not get off a shot there. And Franklin Monroe throws to midcourt, caught there by Jackson Crist, who air balls one right side of the backboard from 60 feet away. And the third quarter is history. Jackson Center 34, Franklin Monroe 25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dive deep into Frisch's Big Boy. Explore seafood favorites every day, like our famous fish sandwich. Plunge into our hot seafood bar every Friday evening, including our limited-time seafood Alfredo. Crunch into a cod nugget basket. Savor popcorn shrimp, hush puppies, and more. All your seafood favorites, plus our new spicy tartar sauce, are here. Dive deep, only at Frisch's Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker Insurance, which is located south of Anna, north of Sydney, on Route 25A. For many years now, Barker Insurance, number one, it's the top most valued agency in the area, customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs for you. Representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name a few. You're covered with a plan tailored to meet your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Well, if we start the fourth quarter, Jets possession, Ethan Conley launches from 26, missed it off the heel, rebound Tigers, give and go, Riker, Esther, Reese, it's good, what a play. Tigers come back strong after the Conley misfire, and Jackson Center on that offensive possession made it look pretty simple. Jaron Reese fouled as he scored, and the lead is 2-11. Free throw by Reese is good, and it's 37-25. The Tigers have restored that dozen-point advantage.
Jackson now 7-7 at the line.
And how many points for Ethan Conley?
Just 7.
Wow. Averaging 27. Baseline left. Here's a dipsy-do move. Oh, what a shot. Great play. Bumped up and in by Connor Crist. Boy, he was jammed, but with his long arms, reached around a Tiger player and kissed one in from 7 feet away off the window. Timeout called. Jets, 7:20 to go in the game. The lead 37-27 in favor of Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
7 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center, 37. Franklin Monroe, 27. Tigers led at the half of this game, 21-14. Franklin Monroe has been outscored by only 3 here in the last 9 minutes or so, but Matt, they're not making up any ground.
No, and against a team like Jackson Center, you're starting to run out of time. I'm not sure about that time out there. Now you only have 2 left over the final. I mean, it's a turnover now, but now you only have 2 timeouts left over the final 7 minutes.
Yep, Jackson Center inbounded to Christopher Elkert, 90 feet for the basket, and Cool really harassed him, caused him to fumble it out of bounds. The Jets throw it in. Here's Rhodes. Foul line extended right. Conley, foul line, double. Can't find anybody. Dumps it down inside to Connor Crisp. He catches. Reverse layup. Got it. And a foul on the Tigers. Here come the Jets within 8. 37-29. Connor Crisp to convert the 3-point chance. Couple of dribbles. 4 in all. Foul shot. Buried. 37-30. Jackson centers 12-point cushion down to 7. Here comes the all-out full-court pressure. Elkert in backcourt. Gives it up to Esser. Back to Elkert. Elkert timeline. Being guarded by Jordan Rhodes. Elkert's doubled. Down the left side of the floor to Platfoot. Cross court, Esser. Esser hangs on. Conley on him. Esser drives him. Top of the key, foul line. Down the lane. Left-handed. Oh, what a play. T.J. Esser. Drive of the game right there. Franklin Monroe counters. Inside Connor Crisp. Turnaround six-footer. Good. 39-32. Jackson center, but 7.
7 and points now for Crisp here in the fourth quarter.
Oh, he's had a standout fourth period. Connor Crisp.
But nobody else.
Superb. Last 8 minutes for him. The Jets hanging around, down 7. Here's Cool guarding Esser in backcourt. He goes to one knee. He's doubled up on the play. Oh, head coach Scott Elkert with a wise move. He saw a jump ball or a turnover coming up, and we got a timeout. 6:27 to go. Tigers up 7 on scores.broadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
At the Franklin Monroe Jets trying to make a charge. Jackson Center Tigers lead by 7. It's been a dozen at least 3 times. Ball inbounded, baseline left to Reichert for Jackson Center. Conley on him. Reichert out to the top of the key. 6:20 left to go, fourth quarter. Uh-oh, Reichert stopped on a dime, or at least so he thought, but his back foot might have slid. He turned it over.
Now 8 turnovers for the Tigers after having just 2 in the first half.
Here's Rhodes, here's Cool, here's Conley, 30 feet away, coming out to catch is Rhodes. Rhodes goes to Conley, back to the basket, foul line. He pivots, wants to drive, he's in the lane. Oh, what a double team by Elkert. Elkert reached in and swiped it clean. Elkert dribbles down the floor, figure 8. Loops it to Platfoot. Platfoot saves, right in front of us. Leaping catch by Esser. And the possession still alive for Jackson Center with 5:45 to go in the fourth. 39-32. Tigers up 7, and here's a body block thrown out near the top of the circle by Luke Boer of Franklin Monroe as he plowed into Trent Platfoot.
Just the 3rd team foul for the Jets here in the half.
It's still common. Inbounding, Esser goes to Platfoot, and piling on his back is Boer. That's a quick 2nd straight foul on the Jets. There's still time for Franklin Monroe, but you know what, Matt, as we were talking during a break, at Jackson Center won't give you too many possessions the rest of this game.
No. They're going to be content here to take at least a minute off the clock, I think, right, unless they get a wide open shot.
Here's Blackfoot midcourt over the timeline. He's at the far right edge of the UD logo at the arena. Site of the boys division 4 district. First game went to Fort Loramie. 49-41 over Cincinnati Christian. Springfield Catholic Central and New Miami to follow. The winner will get St. Henry, which beat Marion Local fairly easily in Wapakoneta tonight. Here's Reichert wide open. He sprints down the lane. He's got it. Patience, but Jackson Center paid off. The lead 9. Here's Conley on the arc. Double team. He halts his dribble. Got to give it up. Foul line to Cool. Cool to Boer in the right corner. He looks for Chris mid-post against Reichert. Chris leans in, and we've got a travel. Good call by the referee. 4:38 to go. Up that basket by Reichert. The mistake by Franklin Monroe enables Jackson Center to push the lead back out to double digits on this possession. Elkert in backcourt is spilled. Team foul 5. Still coming. Tigers ball in backcourt. 4:36 to go here in the
fourth. Four fouls now on Cool.
4:36 to go here in the fourth quarter.
And he's been one of the pressure guards. He's got to watch it.
We've got 10 players in backcourt now. 5 white shirts, 5 black shirts. Esther to trigger for the Tigers. Bounces into flat foot. 2 men on him. Loops it toward midcourt. Broken up momentarily by Franklin Monroe. Loose ball picked up by Esser. Drive. Gives it to Reese. Layup good. Tigers up 11. Jackson Center spreading them out. Head coach Scott Elkert working his magic again. Ball lobbed into the lane to Crisp. He lost it. Got it back. Missed, but he's fouled. And he'll get 2. At the free throw line, Connor Crist for the Jets, who had trimmed it to 7, is back to 11 with 4:12 to go in the fourth quarter.
Crist has had a nice quarter with 7 points. The problem is nobody else for Frank Monroe has scored.
Free throw by Crist. It lipped the rim, stayed up there, and kerplunk, it fell through.
The rims have definitely been kind tonight.
Oh, really kind.
Both games.
In fact, extremely benevolent on the Christopher Elkert three-pointer in the first half that hit the back of the rim and shot up in the air 15 feet and came down and swished. Both free throws by Chris, good. Jackson Center leads by 9. Pressure's on. Midcourt Reichert knocked away by Cool. Steal by Franklin Monroe. Here come the Jets. Chance to cut it down to 7 or 6. Conley needs to get going. 27 points a game, only 7 all night.
He gives 2 field goals, none this half.
He gives the ball up 25 feet away. It's Crist against Reichert. Overplay by Jackson Center and a steal. Knocked free by Elkert. Gave it up to Esser. Midcourt to Reichert. Down to Heitkamp. Here come the Tigers. Right back to Aiden Reichert. 3:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center leads by 9. Well, both games tonight extremely well officiated. Refereeing has been stellar. It's been
knock
down, drag out, just top notch. Here is Reichert on the bounce, and he retreats. He's on the red of the UD logo down the right side to Esser. They look for Reichert cutting. He's not there. 3 minutes left. Flat foot foul line. Oh, he threads the needle. Inside to Reichert. Layup is good. Back to 11. 45-34. Cool to Conley. Conley starts to drive. Reach-in foul by Elkert. Double team came late. Too much flesh on that slap down by Elkert. It's common.
No, all the talk going into this game was about Conley being the senior and being the Southwest District Player of the Year. The Jackson Center big man tonight, Reichert, a little bit better tonight.
Yeah, he's had plenty of assistance. Whenever Conley's touched the ball below the arc, the Tigers have come with the double team, sometimes the triple team. They have forced him. They have forced him to give the ball up. Franklin Monroe inbounded and drew the 2-shot foul. It's guess who? Connor Crist. He pumps it up there, front rim, backboard, good. 45-35.
That's all 10 points here in the quarter. That was the fourth foul on Plaffett, so then it's a little concern for the Tigers.
Second shot, yes. 45-36. Tigers by 9. Jets need steals. It goes into backcourt to Plaffett. Plaffett turns, heads up the left side of the floor, and nipping at his heels from the backside is Jackson Crist. Team foul 6. Next one will generate free throws for the Tigers. 2 minutes 43 seconds to go in the game. 45-36, Jackson center. Ball inbounded to Esther in backcourt. He strides up and over the timeline. Guarded by Cool. Esther dribbling. Double team. Near side Heitkamp. Double team again. Heitkamp is fouled as his wrist was caught by Jackson Crist of Franklin Monroe. Heitkamp at the line. He's got the one and one. I'm assuming that's the player the Jets went after and wanted to foul. Garrett Heitkamp toes the free throw line here for the Tigers. Shots in the air, and he drills it.
8-for-8 now.
46-36. The orange and black yet to miss a free throw. And Fort Loramie was 15-for-18 in game one.
Yep.
Jackson center now 9-for-9 in game two. That's 24-for-27 between the two Shelby County schools in the doubleheader tonight at the charity line.
89%.
2:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. The lead back to 11. Here is Cool, left corner, baseline. Tigers don't foul him. Here's the drive, up and in. Timeout, Jets. Well, that's one of their last ones, I think.
One maybe. Left.
Uh-huh. I knew it was down low. 2 minutes, 18 seconds to go in the game. Jackson center ahead by 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Tigers working inbounds. Angle pass up the floor to Plaffett. He stops on the arc and then sends it back out to Esther. Here comes Conley. Foul. Esther at the line. One and one. 2:08 to go in the fourth. 18 fouls on the Jets.
I'll be surprised if Jackson Center takes another shot the rest of the game.
Maybe.
Unless it's wide open.
Or it's a foul shot.
I meant just a regular shot.
I knew what you meant. Free throw by Esther, no good. It's a long rebound, right back to the Tigers. Well, that's a break. Here's Riker deep in the right corner. He's challenged, sandwiched, fouled, and Aiden Riker gets the one and one.
There's been quite a few times on loose balls and like rebounds where they've come, Jack Center's come up with the ball. That's just good headiness, smart players.
Free throw, Riker, good. 48-38, Jackson Center by 10. Boy, the second half has gone 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 points, a couple times 12. Free throw Riker, lot of rim, and it nestles down through the netting.
Frank Monroe's just never had that big run.
Nope. Got to get Ethan Conley going. He is 20 points below his per-game average. That's incredible to me. He's taken very few shots.
Yeah.
He's got the ball now 30 feet away and gives it up. Won't drive. Here's a drive by Franklin Monroe right down the lane all the way to the rim. It's Rhodes. He made the shot. Was it counted?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, boy. That's an NBA continuous count on the make. They'll give it to him. Looked like he was fouled en route to the basket. Jordan Rhodes at the free throw line. 3-point chance for the Jets. And he nails it. and Franklin Monroe utilizes its final timeout. Jackson Center up by 8, 49-41. A minute 41 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Welcome back to the UD Arena. Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker, a minute 41 to go here in the fourth quarter. Franklin Monroe running out of time, down by 8. Here is Jackson Center beating pressure. Elker down the middle of the floor, hand off to Reichert, on the arc to Esther, and he is lassoed around the waist, and he'll shoot the double bonus. With 93 seconds to go, Franklin Monroe has expended all of its timeouts. Head coach Troy Myers has had a great season in his seventh year at the helm of the Jets program. He notched his 100th victory during the course of the regular season. Jets went 15-9, finished with six straight victories heading into this match tonight with Jackson Center. But the Tigers have held the upper hand ever since, about the 3-minute mark, first quarter. Jackson Center.
Jackson scored the first four, and then Frank Monroe got up 5-4.
Yep,
even most of the first quarter, and then after that.
Jets' last lead was 5-4. It was a 12-9 advantage. Jackson Center at the end of one. It's now 50-41 after two Tiger free throws. Here's Conley getting into the act. Long three-pointer. Bombs away. Right on target. And Jackson Center's lead is down to 6 with 64 seconds to go. Ball inbounded. Heitkamp in backcourt. And he's hooked on the play, but cool. Two free throws coming here for the Tigers. Jackson Center has led 12-9, 21-14, 34-25, has had it up to 12 two or three times. The Jets will not go away. Franklin Monroe is going to wind up probably with about the same number of field goals as Jackson Center. Heitkamp, double bonus, and he pounds it in. 51-44, Jackson Center with 7. Beth Conley finally got to 10. He may start shooting too late. Heitkamp pops in the second free throw. Ball rolled to midcourt. Conley eventually picks it up. 1 minute to go. Conley at the elbow on the right. Back to the basket. In the paint. Fadeaway 10-footer. No good. Rebound down to Flatfoot at Jackson Center. Down to 50 seconds to go. Flatfoot roams up the left side. Here comes the double team, triple team. Foul. Flatfoot double bonus. 52-44 Tigers, and the Jets are just about out of their last little bit of magic. Last trip down, Conley needed to score in order for Franklin Monroe to have a last gasp effort. Flatfoot, two shots, double bonus, soft touch, up and in. 53-44 Tigers by 9. Jackson Center's will wind up shooting about, 25 free throws?
Pretty close.
Second free
throw. They missed a couple three this quarter, but now three this quarter.
Flat put short on that one. 9-point game. Conley down the floor. Gives it up to a teammate. He goes to Boer. Left side to Cool. Line drive, three-pointer. Oh, what a block. Christopher Elker got a piece of it. Outlet to Flatfoot. Flatfoot scurries down the floor. Driving. Left-handed. Good. That's the capper. That's the capper. 55-44. Down to 17 ticks to go. Here's Rhodes. Here's Conley. Long fadeaway. 30-footer in and out. Oh, it's swirled around. Rebound, Esser. And chalk it up. 11.4 to go. Tigers lead 55-44. Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, and all Shelby County regional semi on Tuesday at 5:30 at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena.
And what an atmosphere that'll be for that one.
Esser, double bonus, no good. And here come the bench clearers for the Tigers, four new ones, and a fifth one to replace Esser momentarily. Tiger coaching staff high-fiving the young men for the Tigers who played most of the night. Garrett Heitkamp saw a lot of duty off the bench. Keep in mind, Esser and Platfoot each had two fouls pretty early on in this game tonight. Conley out for the Jets. Outstanding senior is Ethan Conley, in fact, to Franklin Monroe. Has got a few 12th graders. We'll highlight them for you momentarily. Jordan Rhodes, a senior. Connor Christ, a senior. Luke Boer, a senior. Conley, a 12th grader. That's 80% of the starting lineup.
I believe Conley's going to Ashland, I believe.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jackson Center just made one of two free throws down to the right. And then Franklin Monroe threw in a long Hail Mary three-pointer at the buzzer. It was academic. It's all over, been over for a couple of minutes. Tigers 56, Franklin Monroe 47. At one point, the Jets got it to 6 points just briefly. I think at 50-44, it was 12 on a few occasions in the second half. And the Tigers withstood every single push from the Jets and win at the 9, 56-47, after Fort Loramie beat Cincinnati Christian, 49-41. Redskins, Tigers, in a collision matchup, 5:30 Tuesday at Kettering.
That would be a great one. Jackson Center took the two meetings during the regular season.
Yep.
But they always say it's hard to beat a team three times. We'll find out Tuesday.
And we know that St. Henry has filled the bill. In the second game, St. Henry will take on the winner of the final district matchup here tonight between New Miami and Springfield Catholic Central. St. Henry beat Marion Local by what, 10?
52-40.
12-point win by St. Henry over Marion Local tonight, 52-40 at Wapakoneta. Fort Loramie over Cincy Christian by 8, 49-41. And Jackson Center defeats Franklin Monroe by 9, 56-47. This 9-point win by the Tigers, not nearly as tight as the Fort Loramie 8-point win over Cincinnati Christian earlier this evening. Well, Matt, let's take a look at her numbers and award our Clancy's to someone for the Jackson Center Tigers, which had several very good players tonight. In fact,
probably Aiden Riker. I mean, like I said, Conley came in with all the billing and all the hype, and Aiden Riker showed why he's one of the top young players in the area tonight.
What, he stuffed him? 10 points? Is that right?
Yeah.
10 points for Conley?
Yes.
He was jammed up all night by Riker, who had help, but it was Aiden's primary job, and he wins the Clancy's Award. He also had 5 field goals, 6 free throws.
Right, 16 points himself.
Christopher Elkert played a great game, too.
Yeah, he was all over the place, had a couple of big threes, deep NBA threes like he normally does.
Yep.
Did a nice job handling the ball. Frank Monroe was pounding and pressuring all night just to try to get back in this game, and the guard play of Jackson Center just didn't allow that to happen.
And Trent Platfoot, 11, just under his per-game average, despite 2 early fouls, as the Tigers put 3 in double digits, or maybe make it 3 all told in doubles. but a well-rounded team performance. Jackson Center.
Typical Jackson Center game.
The Tigers build a little cushion late second quarter, edged out to a 7-point advantage at the half, and Franklin Monroe never got it below six. Got it down to six real late in the game with about a minute to go, but it was just too little, too late. Ethan Conley, he was not only slowed down, he was contained. Jackson Center throttled him all night long. What, three, four buckets?
He had three field goals. He had that three late. That was his only field goal of the second half.
And I bet he only took 9 or 10 shots the whole night.
Yeah. They just hounded him all night. It was quite a defensive effort, but I mean, that's what you expect from Jackson Center.
Ethan Conley was not given a look by this Tiger defense, which blanketed him all evening long. Franklin Monroe Jets receiving.
Yeah, Conley was 3 of 9 from the field. So.
Franklin Monroe Jets receiving hardware right now as the district runners up. The five seniors are out there at midfloor accepting honors at this time from the Southwest District Athletic Board. 15-10 season for Franklin Monroe. Sectional champs bowing here to Jackson Center in a district game, 56-47 tonight at the UD Arena. Awards now being presented to Jackson Center. Matt, let's give her Clancy's honor. Let's make her Clancy's award. We'll come back, wrap it up. Might get a chance to talk to head coach Scott Elkert. Perhaps not. I'm sure the media, which are all around here tonight, will gobble him up. Anything you glean from the official stats?
Definitely our Clancy's player of the game would have to be Aiden Riker with the 16 points. It was 6-6 at the line. At 4 rebounds, like you said. Handle Conley helped contain him all night. And only being a sophomore, his first time here on this big stage at UD, yeah, really shined tonight.
Yeah, he did more than neutralize Ethan Conley. He nullified him. Just simply nullified him. 17 points below his per-game average. That is a monumental defensive performance by Aiden Reichert. He wins the Clancy's Award. Hands down, Aiden Reichert, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And as we come back live here at the UD Arena, the Jackson Center Tigers have received their individual hardware, and there's the district title trophy presented to Jackson Center, which poses now for a number of team photos. Jackson Center won the district back in 2016, beat Cincinnati Christian 46-43. The year before, in a tremendous comeback, defeated Troy Christian in overtime, 65-58, on a Meyer three-pointer at the end of regulation to send it into OT. That's Coach Tony Meyer's son. I remember that game. A long pass, 30, 40-foot heave down the right side, and Meyer drilled it from 30, 35 feet. So the Tigers win a district here in 2019. After taking district titles in 2015 and 16. Kudos to Jackson Center. Kudos to Fort Loramie, which has now won three districts in succession.
It's quite impressive, and neither one of these teams won the league title.
No, that's a good point. Good observation, Matt. Anna, of course, in D3, won the league championship. Jackson Center finished second. Fort Loramie tied in the third spot with Rushi. That shows you how deep, in terms of quality, that Shelby County League was this year, and it will be mighty good again next year. In fact, it might be more compressed top to bottom. Could be as many as five potent teams next year. Anna might be as good next season, if not as good, very close. But the bottom of the league will certainly be stronger. The Shelby County League in good stead in boys basketball in 2019-20, that's for sure.
There were definitely a lot of good young players in the league this year, a lot of good sophomores. Reichert, some kids from Botkins, the Piper kids from Farallon, all those kids are going to be back next year. Like I said, it might make for a more balanced league next season.
Well, as Garrett Eichkamp trims down his share of the net, we will remind you that we have been on the web online here on scorersbroadcast.com tonight. Thanks to LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCalle, a founding sponsor here on scorersbroadcast.com. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Gratitude to new underwriting sponsors during our sports season this year. Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362, across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Regal Trophy and Awards, Regal for the crowning touch. RegalTrophyAwards.com, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. And thanks to Dan Eilerman Construction, located in Fort Loramie. The Dan Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick will work with you closely, step by step by step, as you build your new home. Eilerman Construction, over 40 years of pride and craftsmanship, which are custom built into every home improvement project. Phone 419-582-3824, 419-582-3824, Dan Eilerman Construction. And thanks to Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company, and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, 498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And thanks to Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John Hemp gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins. Food's not in-between. It's out of this world. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Check the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's, Troy, Tip City, Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies. Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. And Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place like Brookins. Drop in and tell Carl Arnes you heard about Brookins right here on scorersbroadcast.com. Great night for Shelby County sports fans. Fort Loramie victorious. Jackson Center triumphant. The two teams on a collision course. They hook up Tuesday, 5:30. Regional semifinal, Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. In game two that night at 8, it's St. Henry, which beat Marion Local tonight, the 12th, against the winner of the third district championship here at UD tonight. Springfield Catholic Central, the prohibitive favorite, takes on New Miami. Matt, so much fun. Double dip victory for Shelby County. They win twice here tonight.
Sets up for a great night Tuesday night. That's for sure.
Don't forget.
Great night of high school.
Oh yeah.
Tomorrow school, high school basketball.
Uh-huh. And girls variety tomorrow night. It's a terrific regional championship. Fort Loramie Minster, tip-off 7:30. Webcast time about 7:05 or so. We'll talk to Fort Loramie boys head coach Corey Britton tomorrow night in advance of the opening tip between the Fort Loramie and Minster girls. It should be a fantastic game. Minster won the regional championship last year en route to a state title. Wildcats defending that state crown here in 2019. Redskins, who won the regular season bout in double OT, have other ideas. It's Fort Loramie, Minster. Redskins number one in the state, Wildcats number two in the state. We've got it for you tomorrow night. And then don't forget, 12:45 and 4:45 on Sunday, the boys division.
Right back here at UD.
Yep. Boys Division III District Championships on Sunday this year for Sales and Reading in the 1 o'clock tip, Anna Clark Montessori in the 5 o'clock tip, and we've got both of them for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. So much fun, more basketball to come, and after this evening, we've got three games in less than 24 hours for you between 7 o'clock tomorrow night and 6:30 p.m.
Sunday night.
Sunday, where we conclude Anna Clark Montessori. Chuck McBee, perhaps tuning in off and on tonight. Hello, Chuck. Vacationing in Florida. His son's wedding is tomorrow. They're having great weather. In fact, it's supposed to be splendid for the next 6 or 7 days down there. Low to mid-80s, no rain. Going to warm up here, Chuck, just in time for your return early next week.
He's bringing it with him.
Hope so. Hope he brings 80 degrees. Ron Mooney is our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck down in Florida. Matt Zerker alongside here at courtside at the UD Arena handling the scorebook. He's doing the engineering, also pitching in with color. Jack Kramer saying good evening from here at the UD Arena until tomorrow night's webcast time at about 7:05 or so from Vandalia Butler, Fort Loramie Minster girls. Jack saying so long, everybody. Our final scores once again, Fort Loramie 49, Cincinnati Christian 41, and Jackson Center 56, Franklin Monroe 47 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.